Okay,
all right, hold on. Where were you guys at?
At his house.
Where's he live?
Right there.
Right here on the end house? What were you guys doing?
Basically, he asked me for a ride. He packed his bags and got kicked out.
A ride to where?
Wherever, pretty much. I guess the Greyhound station. But I don't even know if he has money, you know? But I'm a friend, and I told him, I'll help you out, you know, and he came over there. And, I knew he had a gun. And I talked him out of giving
you
it to me.
You knew he had a gun with him?
No, he told me he had a gun
okay.
when I got there. I said, well, give me that gun.
Okay.
You know? And, he just wasn't in the right state of mind.
Okay, slow down. Let me talk. Hey, why don't we do this? Why don't we turn this way? Okay? Now, you get to his house to give him a ride to wherever, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in there.
And he said he had a gun. Okay? Did you see what kind of gun?
No, I saw it. It was a little pistol.
Where was it when you saw it?
Right here.
In his pocket? Or in his waistband?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he say what he was going to do with the gun? Or why he needed it? Or why he had it?
No, I asked him.
Okay.
And I don't know what he was going to say.
Okay. I mean, you're not under arrest or anything.
No, I know.
We're just trying to figure out.
No, it's actually just for moral reasons. I'll tell you.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Because you seem like a good person. He told me, I'm going to kill a cop. You know what I mean? Like that. And I said,
he said what?
He said, I'm going to kill a cop. Like, and he looked at me like that. Like, ow.
Like with a mean look on his face?
Yeah.
Really?
It was like evil. And I said, you know, Fatty, you don't want to do that. Because, you know, I told him my reasons. And he said, oh yeah. I should put it back where I got it. It's like he wasn't all there. I don't know what he's doing, what he's on, what.
Does he use drugs?
I'm sure he does.
Really? Has he used drugs in the past that you know for sure?
Well, today, I'm not dumb, you know what I mean? I could tell, yeah.
Okay.
From my point of view.
What has he used in the past that you know of?
You know what? I think everything.
Really?
Yeah, he's just had a hard life.
Like meth, heroin, coke, everything. He's tried everything. Do you know if he had any alcohol to drink tonight? Also, along with the drugs that you think he might have used? Okay. And where were you going to take him after you drove him wherever?
Well, it's cousin Kara. But I'll give you guys a ride. I was with her.
Okay.
And, he...
This is as you were leaving?
Well, I was with her, and she called him on the cell phone. On her cell phone.
I guess I'm just wondering if she lives here.
Well, she lives in the truck.
Oh, okay.
So she was late. So I said, well, let's walk and just take it, just walk and talk. And then he said, no, I'm going to steal my mom's car. And I said, what? You're crazy. Why are you thinking like that? You need to listen to me right now. It's my friend and I'm trying to help you.
Sure.
You know, and I'm trying to talk to him like on a point of view where, you know, he's serious because he doesn't even know reality right now.
I mean, would he listen to you normally if you were talking to him like,
yeah.
Hey, I need to get a point across.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I'm telling you, you know, what you should do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, he said he was going to steal the car, and then he said, you stupid motherfucker, because
it
pissed me off. No, I said that to him.
Oh, okay.
But I told him, please don't, just sit right here, and just, I'll find a ride. Just sit, or walk with me, you know what I mean? And he wouldn't. And then he ran inside, and ran out, saying, I'm going to call the cops, I'm going to call the cops.
While you were waiting outside?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, I'll go inside and call for a ride. And then drama started happening, and I said, I've got to take my own.
All right, slow down. So you go in to call for a ride, and he's waiting outside, correct?
I attempted to. And he's running with the gun, and I just had
him. In his hand?
Yeah.
Right out here in front of the house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what?
Then I had to save my own life.
And then what'd you do?
Then I was walking to the nearest person, you know, or anybody, really. I know a few people.
Uh-huh.
And I just was passing by. And I finally got someone's dad over there and heard shots at 5 houses before.
And you, because you had just left him out here running around?
Mm-hmm.
And you had the gun in his hand?
Yeah, we pulled him last 5 days. Yeah, we have feelings for each other a little bit.
Okay.
But not really.
Right.
We're friends.
Okay.
Like, not at all.
That's fair enough. Alright.
His family, I know him so, like, I know a lot of his family.
But you've known him for like the last 2 years or so?
Yeah, I only met him though, a year
and
a half.
And you've gotten along with him pretty good throughout those 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, to a degree.